A lot of neighborhood residents in the town, city of Rensselaer, particularly around Partition Street, have been quite concerned about the ever-expanding and ongoing construction and demolition debris done landfill. There have been some recent steps that's been announced by the state to try to perhaps, you know, mitigate the situation a bit. But we're joined by Dave Ellis, who is with the Rensselaer Residents Against Toxic Dumping, to sort of give us an update on what's going on. Dave, for people who may not be familiar with the Dunn Landfill, which I guess is now the largest construction and debris landfill in New York State, what are some of the problems the landfill has been causing?
Well, it's right next to the city's pre-K through 12th grade school district campus, and it's a major concern, especially for the health of the students. And the school superintendent, Mr. Joseph Kardash, has witnessed himself excessive hydrogen sulfide odors on the property and dust clouds blowing across the school property. And today, actually, one of the elementary school teachers went on Facebook and posted pictures with the strong winds showing huge dust clouds blowing across the school property. I mean, it's not just the school affected by this dump. Residents on Partition Street with the truck traffic, the loud noise, the odors, it's having a major impact on most of the city.
Now, as I mentioned, DEC maybe a month or two ago announced that they were gave a little fine, actually I think about $225,000, you know, for the landfill, and are requiring them to do things like more DEC monitoring equipment to analyze odors and hydrogen sulfide, and I believe making them cover the landfill on a daily basis rather than allegedly once a week. Have those, you know, measures improved the situation, solved the situation?
Well, some folks said that the landfill is now being covered on a daily basis, but we still have residents reporting concerns to DEC on the stench. I guess last evening there was horrible rotten egg odors. And, you know, obviously they're not doing all the enforcement action at the landfill like they're saying they're doing, because huge dust clouds were blown across the school property today. You know, that's not a good deal right there.
Now, how long has this landfill, you know, been operating, particularly at the size we're now talking about?
Well, it was originally a sand and gravel mine, you know, for many, many years. Now I'm a graduate of the Rensselaer School District. That school was built up there in the 2007, 2008. We first moved in 2008. And I graduated from that school in 2010. I never experienced any problems. At that time, like I said, it was a sand and gravel mine, and it wasn't really in full operation. Then in 2012, Dunn Landfill got approval from the DEC to operate, you know, their landfill operation on that property. And I don't think they really started ramping up their operation to around 2014. At that time, it was sold to Waste Connections out of Texas, a huge waste giant.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I used to be on my town board many years ago in Post and Kill, and, you know, one of the things I, you know, noticed with some of these sort of nuisance operations is that, you know, they sort of quietly get permission to do something, usually, you know, sort of lowballing it, what they're actually going to do. And then they tremendously expand it, and, you know, people scream, and, you know, it takes 3 or 4 or 5 years until, you know, finally the elected officials, the city, the state pay attention to it. And then they, you know, move on to the next little nuisance they're going to, you know, create. You know, what has, like, you know, the city of Rensselaer officials, you know, been saying about the expansion of this use, and, you know, and particularly the enormous amount of truck traffic going down, like, Partition Street, which I believe is right off of Railroad, pretty close. I mean, not Railroad, Broadway, pretty close to the Amtrak station.
Right. We feel like the city officials and DEC and all the top officials, we feel like they're not taking our concerns seriously. And Mr. Sagos from the DEC, the commissioner there, he said they are taking our concerns seriously, but we're not seeing proper enforcement action from neither the DEC nor the city officials. The new mayor, interim mayor Rich Mooney here in the city, who took over after the passing of Mayor Dan Dwyer, we've reached out to him numerous times. We invited him and other members of the council to attend our meetings, and actually John D. Francisco, the council president, sent us a statement saying that the city officials would not be attending any of our meetings since they have no authority over the landfill, and they said it's all in the hands of the DEC. Now, the city makes $1 million a year off this operation, and basically the mayor is saying, you know, it's all up to the DEC to monitor and regulate this facility. I really don't feel like the city wants this operation going anywhere anytime soon. And the landfill knows this. You know, it's all about the money flow coming in. Same thing with the school district, which we met with last month. We held a meeting with the school board to address our concerns about the effects on the students. And, you know, right off the bat, the school superintendent seemed like he was on our side. He was concerned himself. And then all of a sudden at the meeting, he presented us with a list of all the funding that the school's been getting from the dump for the past several years. So it seems like, you know, it's all about the money flow.
Yeah, you know, $1 million to me seems like a fair amount of money. I know when I was on my town board in Postenkill, it seems like our combined town budget, even when you threw in the fire department, which most people don't actually understand is actually part of a local budget, We were only $1 million. Now, granted, you know, Rensselaer is, you know, quite a bit bigger than Postenkill, but, you know, $1 million is probably a pretty big chunk of money for the city to be receiving.
Yeah, but the city is not taking into consideration the great impacts this dump is having on the community overall, and they're not seeing the whole picture. There's been hundreds of residents who have complained and voiced concerns, signed petitions, you know, came out to meetings and rallied. And the city officials just are not working with the public to address these concerns, especially, you know, if Mayor Mooney wants to be elected this fall during the special election. Right now he's filling out, you know, the other 2-year term of Mayor Dwyer, but there's going to be a special election this fall to determine if he continues on. And, you know, we feel like he's not adequately addressing our concerns. If he wants the voters to re-elect him, he needs to work with us to address this landfill problem that the city allowed here in the first place.
Now, we have probably about 2.5 minutes left. So what would you like to see the state do at this point to deal with the situation, and I guess also whatever the city could be doing?
Well, our big concern is the effects this landfill is having on our community and the children here. And our ultimate goal is for DEC to close down this landfill. I know it's a huge process to go through with litigation and things like that, especially if the dumb landfill tries suing the DEC and things like that. But we would really like them to shut down this landfill. We've been working, you know, alongside the county legislature, and that's one thing I wanted to talk about. They have now set up a odor and concern reporting hotline, dumpdump@rensco.com, so residents can voice their concerns there.
Now, if people want to find out more about this particular landfill, or if they want to, you know, weigh in, you know, what are some of the steps that they, you know, can take?
We encourage all residents to get involved, and, you know, we'd like people to come out. We have two Facebook groups. One is called Rensselaer Residents Against Toxic Dumping, and the other group is Stop Trucks Assaulting Rensselaer, or STAR. And we also have a combined website. It's dunlandfill.weebly.com. So residents can go there to find more information.
Now, since DEC, you know, the State Department of Environmental Conservation, you know, is overseeing the overall permits, have, you know, any of the, you know, local state assembly members or senators jumped up and try to help you out?
John McDonald was helping us a little bit. It seems like they're concerned about what they can do overall, since they don't represent the city specifically. They represent, like, regional government issues. So I'm not really sure how much they can do to help us here.
Any last thoughts you'd like to share with people?
You know, just come out to our meetings. Don't be scared of possible retaliation and things like that. If you have any photographic documents, any concerns, please feel free to reach out to us anytime, like our pages on Facebook. And, you know, we need to come together as a community to deal with this issue. And I hope that our city administration steps up and actually does something about it.
Well, Dave Ellis with the Rensselaer Residence Against Toxic Dumping, want to thank you for joining us today. And this was Mark Dunley for Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.